Well, there's no doubt Orange County continues to grow, and it continues to change. And now in Santa Ana, community activists are taking a novel approach to addressing downtown gentrification there. They want to create what's called a wellness district to promote health for the city's mostly working-class Latino population, including subsidizing certain kinds of businesses and actually rebranding the city's 4th Street to reflect its Latino character. Critics say it would send the wrong message, however, to other businesses who are thinking about relocating to downtown. Gustavo Arellano is editor of OC Weekly. He joins us every Monday for KCRW's Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
All right, so let's sort of parse through this proposal a bit. What do community activists want to see happen there?
So they want to establish what they would call a wellness district, and it encompasses a lot of things. Everything from getting the city to give up vacant lots to turn into community gardens, to having, you know, better bike paths, having a pedestrian walkway to encourage more people walking, to getting subsidies to encourage businesses that are focusing on quote-unquote health issues to move into the downtown area, and then also to rebrand what's 4th Street, which is the main corridor going through downtown Santa Ana, as La Calle Cuatro, which is basically 4th Street in Spanish.
And some other ideas I read about providing land for urban micro farms, creating a mercadito marketplace for local vendors.
Yeah, the community gardens and having like basically creating not necessarily like an Olvera Street with all the chintzy donkeys and marionettes and all that, but having, you know, vendors who are making stuff, artisanal crafters, to sell their stuff in a permanent marketplace right there. And the thinking behind all this comes from community activists who say, okay, the city's been trying to bring in a more diverse clientele into that downtown area, but living immediately around the downtown district is like super majority Latino, and not just Latino, but working class Latino with a lot of issues involving health, like diabetes and obesity.
Is this about money, do you think, Gustavo? Is it about the subsidies, or is it about the fact that they want to rebrand this a Latino district, like make it really ethnic?
A little bit of both, but really for the community activist side, they have been trying to fight gentrification for years now, and this for them, in their mind, is their silver bullet to stop gentrification. On the other hand, the pro-gentrification side, if you want to call it that, they view this as a threat against their development wishes. The subsidies, it's, you know, both sides have gotten subsidies in the past. I'm not going to name names, but it's almost a red herring to the big issues. Like, what is downtown Santa Ana's future? Is it going to be something accepting of the city's reality, or is it going to continue to bring in more restaurants and bars for more hipster clientele?
All right, so let's get into reality. What does the city of Santa Ana say? Are city council members on board with this?
Yes and no. Some of the proposals they like, establishing community gardens, the subsidies are not for. The Calle Cuatro one, I think, is going to be the most divisive one, just because some council members say, well, yeah, let's reflect the heritage, because for decades that was like one of the destinations for Latino shoppers in all of Orange County. On the other hand, you have people like Mayor Pulido, Miguel Pulido, who says, no, this is sending the wrong message to non-Latinos, saying that somehow they're not going to be accepted, which I think is also foolish. Like, just because, you know, in Koreatown in L.A., it's not just Koreans who are shopping there and getting drunk off of soju, you know?
No, I've shopped in Koreatown as a Greek American. I think other people have as well, of other nationalities. You're famously from Santa Ana, or Santa Ana, as you call it, Gustavo, you're a native of that area. What do you think? Can downtown be rebranded and redesigned to bring people back?
Yes and no. Again, it's all growing pains. Me personally, I do not like subsidies of any kind. And I also think that, especially for the new restaurants, they should be respectful of the area. They should not be trashing the area's many, many, many quinceañera shops. But the interesting reality is a lot of the new people coming in, the so-called hipsters, are actually chipsters, you know, Chicano hipsters, second generation folks. So it's not as easy as saying people are against Mexicans. It's more, I would say, really a more working class battle than anything.
Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.